Blog Talk Radio.
He asked the Most High, what is going to be after him, really?
And so he's given a dream. And in this dream, he's given a vision of a man made out of metal, you know, gold, silver, bronze, steel, and what have you. And he is
now in the conference.
Okay, and he is told, you know, he's given all of the Gentile nations, kingdoms that would exist prior to Messiah coming. And so we believe that we are in the last days. Then we need to have a correct interpretation of Daniel's dream. Daniel's dream and the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. And so we may not receive it all at once, but, you know, I'm praying that the Most High reveals it to us, because we should see a kingdom come up in these last days that destroys three nations, that plucks them up by the root and takes them over. And whoever, whatever nation does that, the ruler of that nation is the Antichrist. And so, you know, we want to take our time and walk through this. I pray that you take notes. We want to take our time and walk through this. We may have to cover it more than once. We may have to go before the Most High more than once on this, because this is what we're looking for. Okay. This is what we're looking for in these last days. Who is the Antichrist? I believe we already know who the false prophet is. And what false religion that there is, and we'll talk about that at a separate time out of the book of Revelation. But we're going to spend a lot of time in the book of Daniel. So I pray that everybody is, I want to say happy Sabbath to everyone, to those people who are in Blog Talk and Pal Talk, on the internet in general, those who have dialed into one of the phone numbers, whether it's a Blog Talk phone number or a conference direct, or you are dialed into the classroom, we pray and wish you a happy Sabbath. Shabbat Shalom to you all. Whether you are in North America or South America, whether you're on the African continent, whether you are in the Middle East, the Far East, the European theater, or the communist bloc countries, we greet you in the master name of Yeshua HaMashiach, and we pray that you are ready to observe and keep the Sabbath and honor the Most High. Okay, that being said, we're going to go ahead and start with our statement of faith, and then we will pray in, we'll play a couple of songs, and then we will jump into this precept where we left off at. And I think what we're going to do, I'm going to change it up a little bit from what I had prepared, because I really do believe that the reading of the entire book of Daniel, not just chapter 2 and chapter 7, but all of the book of Daniel, only 12 chapters, would be a good thing for us to do. Okay. And I believe we read chapter 2 last week, on part 2. But we're going to start in Daniel chapter 1, then we're going to skip chapter 2, and we're going to start reading in chapter 3. For this study, we did read Daniel chapter 2 on last week, and that's where Nebuchadnezzar has his dream, and he's saying, hey, I'm having a dream, it's bothering me, but I can't remember the dream. I want you to tell me what the dream was. So if you can tell me what the dream was that I can't remember, then I'll know you will be able to give me the interpretation of it. But all of his wise men, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers, the sorcerers, the magicians, none of them could tell him the dream. So he said, hey, if none of y'all tell me the dream that I had, what good are you? I'm just going to have all of you killed. Daniel was included in that number. And so Daniel asked the king to hold off. He didn't say, hey, king, tell me your vision. Can you hold off a minute? He went before the Most High. The Most High revealed the dream to him. And he tells Nebuchadnezzar the dream. Okay. That's Daniel chapter 2. We're going to start in Daniel chapter 1 on this evening, and then we will go to Daniel chapter 3. And we'll just continue to read, because I believe that other revelatory knowledge will come to us. But we want to make sure we cover this entire book of Daniel. And then we will be going into Revelation and into Zechariah, into Ezekiel, as, you know, as we need to, okay? But it is, you know, in the book of Daniel, the kingdom of all the Gentile nations that will rule over Israel until Messiah's return are revealed in the book of Daniel, okay? And so we are told that the last kingdom will be mixed with iron and clay, and that it would, you know, iron and clay don't mix. And so it would be a kingdom that wouldn't be able to stand up and be united. The people or the government or the religion, religious factions would, something would break it apart, would make it brittle. Not break it apart, but make it brittle. And the Most High said that's where he was going to hit this statute at. He's going to hit the governments of men at and bring them to a fall and set up his kingdom forever. So, you know, we're wanting to learn who these kingdoms are, who these kings are, and we can watch world events, get an ideal of what's happening prophetically, okay? So that being said, let me have the ladies who cover their heads, men uncover your heads. Let us turn toward the east, toward Jerusalem, holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. And do our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, according to Philippians 10. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim, our Elohim, a hand clap of praise on this day, and let us honor him in his day. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, O Yah Elohim. Glory to your name. We just glorify you up today, and we lift you up, and we magnify you, O Yah. We extol thee, we adore thee. We bow down, and we worship you, Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And there is none worthy, no, not one. There is none good but you, O Father. Hallelujah. And we just acknowledge you on today. Hallelujah. And we honor you in this your day. And we glorify and magnify you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Yah Elohim. Thank you, Father. You are worthy of all the honor and all the praise. And we just give it unto you on this day, Father. Hallelujah. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all time. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. He said, but if we would return from our wicked ways and repent from our sins and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you and that you have walked contrary to us. And Father, we are repenting from our sins and we're turning from our wicked ways. And Father, we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. But this will be our testimony. This is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, we pray for the seed of Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for the seed of Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit. We pray for the seed of Abraham, all that you call in Messiah, that they will hear your voice, come and obey, and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom, we ask that you would smile upon this work, that you would give us favor in all that we do. In your Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. And let us go to 1 Kings chapter 8. The book of 1 Kings chapter 8, starting in verse 46. And I will personalize this reading. If we sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with us, and deliver us to the enemy, so that they carry us away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if we shall bethink ourselves in the land whether we were carried captive, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried us captive, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all our heart and with all our soul in the land of our enemies which led us away captive, and pray unto thee toward our land, which thou gavest unto our fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which Solomon has built for thy name. Then hear thou our prayer and our supplication in heaven thy dwelling place, and maintain our cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all our transgressions wherein we have transgressed against thee, and give us compassion before them who carried us captive, that they may have compassion on us. For we be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou brought us forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto us in all that we call for unto thee. For thou didst separate us from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Exodus, chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. The book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. And now, Israel, what does Yah thy Elohim require of thee? Fear Yah thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes which I command thee this day for thy good. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, which I command you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other Elohim, which you have not known. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 1. These are the statutes and the judgments which you shall observe to do in the land which Yah Elohim of thy fathers giveth thee to possess all the days that you live upon the earth. The book of Exodus chapter 20 verses 1 through 6. Exodus chapter 20 verses 1 through 6. And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yah thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters up under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yah thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. The book of Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. John chapter 14 and verse 15. The book of John, chapter 14 and verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and more so the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. It is the Shabbat, so we shall have the sounding of the shofar. The sounding of the shofar.
Shining hour, my eye, bright, kaya, and hour, the love, wah, wah, ha, ha, With all
Amen, 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 amen. Give your all to the Most High, withholding nothing. That's what he wants. He wants our all. So let's go to the book of Daniel, chapter 1. If you'll go with me in your Bibles to the book of Daniel, chapter 1. And we want to pay particular close attention to everything. The book of Daniel, chapter 1, starting in verse 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And Yah gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house of Elohim, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and brought the vessels into the treasures house of his God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuch, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, whom they might teach the learning in the tongue of the Chaldeans. So he's taking of the children of Israel. You had to look good. You had to be smart. And he's going to train them up in the way of the magicians, in the way of science and math. So the children was no blemish. They couldn't, you know, they had to be good-looking children. They couldn't be lame. They couldn't be, you know, I don't know if they had glasses in those days, but they couldn't show any blemish in their body, okay? And they were going to stand in the palace in front of the king. And they were going to teach them the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. So these children were going to stand, you know, and eat from the king's table and drink the king's wine 3 years. And at the end of 3 years, then they were going to be brought before the king to see what they had learned, so forth and so on. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the princes of the eunuchs gave names. And for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah, Shadrach, and unto Mishael, Meshach, and unto Azariah, Abednego. So the names that we usually call them by are their Babylonian names. Okay. Now, we usually address Daniel as Daniel because he has his own book. But the other ones that were with him, we don't call them Hananiah or Mishael or Azariah. We call them by their Babylonian names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay, but they had Hebrew names. And they were given Babylonian names. And Daniel was also given a Babylonian name. Okay? And so these kids are what? They're fair. They're without blemish. Now, the king's meat could have been anything that was unclean, that Israel was not allowed to eat. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, Elohim had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who has appointed you meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? In other words, he said, hey, Why is it you look worse than the other kids who eat this? Then shall you make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Melzar, and Melzar is of the eunuch, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy service, I beseech thee, 10 days. Let us eat 10 days, not the king's meat, and let them give us flesh to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee in the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And thou seest and deal with thy servant. And as thou seest, deal with thy servant. So let us eat 10 days what we want to eat, not of the king's meat, not of his wine, and then compare us to those that are eating. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. 10 days their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portions of the king's meat. So they are looking way healthier and better than those that are eating the king's meat. Thus Belshazzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse. Now, this pulse, I believe, is like a porridge. Beans and lentils, vegetables, okay? So they didn't eat meat. They were more so vegetarian. That's what pulse is. Children, Elohim gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, or Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. So he starts off with Nebuchadnezzar, and now Nebuchadnezzar is not in power. Well, it goes through that says that he even went unto what? The rulership first of the king of King Cyrus, which is going to be another Assyrian king. Okay. Let's go ahead and read chapter 2. We read it last week. Just going to read it again. So we see how Daniel and his fellows came into being what they were called to be in Assyria, and the Most High gave them favor. He gave them wisdom and knowledge, the interpretation of dreams and visions. So that they were 10 times better than anybody else that was in the king's kingdom, in the whole kingdom of Assyria, of Babylon. Daniel chapter 2, verse 1. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed, wherewith his spirit was troubled, and he slept, and his sleep break from him. So he's having these dreams, and they're like nightmares to him because he can't sleep. Every time he goes to sleep, he has this dream, but he can't remember the dream when he wakes up. Then the king commanded to call the magicians. Now, he didn't call Daniel them. He called his magicians. And why he called the magicians, I don't know. I think this is an act by the Most High. He calls the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dream. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king and Cyrus, King, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we shall show you the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, The thing is gone from me. I can't remember it. If you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, you shall be cut to pieces, and your houses shall be made dunghill. I'm going to level your houses. I'm going to cut you to pieces. I'm going to kill everybody in your house, in other words. If you can't tell me what I dreamed and give me the interpretation thereof. But if you show the dream and the interpretation thereof, you shall receive of me, King Nebuchadnezzar, gifts and rewards of great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servant the dream, and we shall show you the interpretation. He's already told him he can't remember the dream, so you know they ain't doing nothing but making him mad. The king answered and said, I know of certainty that you would gain the time, you stalling for time, because you see the thing is gone from me. I already told you I don't remember the dream. You just dream. But if you will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you, for you have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can show me the interpretation thereof. Stop stalling. Tell me the dream that I had and the interpretation thereof. If you can't, there's only one verdict, one decree for you. I've already said it. You're going to be cut to pieces. And your house is going to be made dunghill. Verse 10. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king this matter. Therefore, there is no king, lord, or ruler that asks such things that any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. Still hasn't come and asked Daniel them. But none of these men could tell the king what he wanted to hear, could reveal to him his dream. And as it is a rare thing that the king requires, and there is none other that can show it before the king, except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh, angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. Now, he included Daniel and his fellows, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He included them in the wise men. Not just the astrologers, not just the magicians, not just the Chaldeans. He said, all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. And they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Now, he hasn't asked Daniel, and Daniel was supposed to be, and his fellows were supposed to be 10 times greater, better at these things than all the astrologers and the magicians and the Chaldeans. But the king didn't bring them in, but he included them in this death penalty, in this death order, this death decree. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which he had gone for to slay the wise men of Babylon. And he answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Why is it so much in a hurry to kill all of us? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Because Daniel don't know why they're coming to kill him. Kill all the wise men. Then Daniel went in and desired the king that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of Elohim of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the Elohim of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of the Elohim, of Elohim forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changed the times and the seasons. He removes kings, and he sets up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise. He knoweth to them and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth within him, with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou Elohim of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast made known unto us the king's matter. Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. And he went in and said unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Now Daniel didn't say, don't destroy us. And my fellows, don't destroy any of the wise men of Babylon. Destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, in a hurry, and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king? But there is an Elohim in heaven that reveals secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the vision of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came unto thy mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter? Now, we want to make sure that we understand this because we're talking about the times of the Gentiles. And this is what Nebuchadnezzar is. He's asking, what should come to pass hereafter, after me? What kingdoms are going to arise in the earth? And this is a Gentile asking. And the Most High is going to reveal to him all of the Gentile kingdoms that would arise and that would be over Jerusalem. Verse 29 again. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 29. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came unto thy mind upon thy bed. What shall come to pass hereafter? And he that revealeth secrets maketh known unto thee what shall come to pass. Dealing with Nebuchadnezzar. And he's given him these visions and these dreams. And he caused Nebuchadnezzar not to be able to remember them. But it's in his subconscious because as soon as Daniel tells him what it is, he remembers. Okay. But as for me, the secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sake that shall make known, but for their sake that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part iron and part clay. Now, thinking about this, just reading this, and you know some of the things that I've read, because the legs were iron, feet. And I believe it's that, you know, the top of the feet, where the feet and the leg transition, where it transitions from the leg to the feet, that part is iron. But the feet themselves are clay. So the top of the foot, maybe the ankle, and maybe the first part of the top of the foot is iron. But the bottom part of it is clay. And so, you know, a lot of people want to read this and say, oh, you know, the toes were mixed iron and clay. But when I read this, that's not what I'm getting. You see, from each of these metals that are used that the Most High gives in this business, and you go from gold to silver to bronze to iron. You transition from each of those metals. And then when it gets to the iron, the legs of iron, and his feet part iron. So part of the top of the foot was part iron, and then the rest of it was clay. So iron and clay don't mix. That means that this last government set of kings that are going to rule the earth, they're not going to rule the earth with a rod of iron. They're not going to have the same strength as the previous kingdoms before them. But they're going to be made up of 10 kings. Now, as we study this out, it is believed that these different kingdoms, you know, the head of gold is Nebuchadnezzar, the shoulders and the arms of silver are the Medo-Persian kingdom. The bronze is the Greek kingdom. And then the iron, the legs of iron, is the Roman kingdom. But now we got a mixture in the Roman kingdom where it's dispersed to, it becomes weaker. And so I believe that we really have to find out what did the Roman kingdom, what countries did it split up to become? And out of those countries, we can identify where the Antichrist is going to come from. But we have to see the prophecy fulfilled, that this one horn will come up and tear up three of these kings. We haven't gotten there yet, but just understand that this statue, the leg transitioned from iron to clay. Part of the foot was iron, but then the rest of the foot that the statue is standing on is clay. The weakest part of the statue in this vision. And the Most High said that he would knock this statue down. The statue stands for the government of men. The statue for Babylon. Babylon being the head. And so it stands for confusion, because these are the kingdoms of the earth that the Most High has put in place for his purpose. But they believe that they can rule the earth better than the Most High. So they are confused. Anytime man feels like he can rule himself better than the Most High, he is confused. Feel like they don't need God in their lives, they don't need Elohim in their lives, and that they can make the correct decisions for their lives themselves. They are confused. And that's what this statue stands for, the government of men that would rule Jerusalem all through history. And the Most High would take the last one, and he would crumble that last kingdom and set up his kingdom in the earth forever. So we'll read this. Okay, but what I want you to take out of what we read so far is the legs of iron and his feet part of iron and part of clay. The bottom part of his foot was not mixed with iron and clay. The top part of the foot was iron. The bottom part was clay. And so this is going to be the weakest government that would come about. And this kingdom would be able to be easily shattered. thou sawest till that stone was cut out. Now he's going to talk about the stone which is Messiah. Thou sawest till that stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were iron and clay, and break them to pieces. So this is going to be the last great Gentile kingdom, but it's going to be a weak kingdom. And this is going to be the kingdom that Messiah is going to break and establish his kingdom in the earth. Then was the iron, the clay, and the brass, and the silver, and the gold broken into pieces together. When he brought this statue down, then he ground all of these governments to pieces and established his own kingdom. In other words, I'm getting rid of the governments of men. You think that you have been able to rule yourselves, think that you had strength, but I'm going to destroy all of them. And became like chaff of the summer threshing floor, and the wind carried them away. In other words, he broke these things up, these governments up so bad that they didn't exist anymore. They blew away. Like, leaves in the wind. That no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art the king of kings, for the Elohim of heaven have given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of heaven have been given into thy hand, and has made thee ruler over all of them. Thou art the head of gold. So Nebuchadnezzar, you are that head of gold. And all men have been given into your authority, all the beasts on the earth, the fowl in heaven, everything on the earth has been put up under you. After thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and a third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. Iron, for as much as iron breaketh into pieces and subdue all things, and as iron that breaketh all things shall it break into pieces and bruise. Whereas thou sawest the feet and the toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part iron and part of clay, so that the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. So I need to correct myself there. These feet and these toes are mixed with iron and miry clay. Still, they don't mix. They do not mix. Iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. So the men, whoever the Most High has put into power, this last kingdom is going to be mixed with the seed of men. It's not going to be divine. The Most High made these other kingdoms for his purpose. But this last kingdom is going to be of men. They're doing. But they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the Elohim of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. But it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, and the silver, and the gold, the great Elohim has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your Elohim is Elohim of Elohim, and a Lord of kings, a revealer of secrets, seeing that thou couldst reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and the chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. So the Most High can take, you know, when, even when we're in our captivity, if we do what he wants us to do, he will raise us to be the head and not the tail. We keep wondering why we're going through the same thing in this land, because we have not done what the Most High said to do. And this is what all the examples in the scriptures tell us. Doesn't matter if we're in captivity. Daniel was in captivity. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are in captivity. But when you do what the Most High tells you to do, he gives you faith. And he causes your enemies, your captors, to bless you and to raise you up and put you in position of authority and power. Now, it will also be for their good, okay? But the truth of the matter is, the Most High doesn't want us. I told you, I will make you the head and not the tail. And so that's why it's important that we do what he says to do. But then every Joseph, every one of these stories, we get the same thing. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat at the gate of the king. So Daniel had direct access to the king, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was put over the head of all the other provinces of Babylon. They had power, authority, and wealth. They were favored. Go to Daniel chapter 3. The book of Daniel chapter 3. Now, we're going to see, we know that the Most High is dealing with Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar doesn't know the Most High by name. But the Most High is dealing with him, and the Most High set up his kingdom. The Most High is the one that told him to go into Judah and take Judah prisoner, to take Daniel then, take part of the treasures of the temple, because the priesthood had corrupted itself. The priesthood was worshiping other gods in the house of the Most High. And the Most High said, hey, I don't want this. So he caused Nebuchadnezzar to come and take it. Daniel chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar, king, made an image of gold, whose height was 3 cubits, 3 4 cubits, and the breadth was 6 cubits. So this was a statue that was 60 feet high, or 60 cubits high, a tall statue. And the breadth was 6 cubits. Up it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes, the governors and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, and the sheriffs, all the rulers of the province, to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar king had set up. Then the princes and the governors and the captains and the judges and the treasurers and the counselors and the sheriffs, all the rulers of the province, were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then he heralded and cried aloud to you, it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, all kinds of music. You shall fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar king has set up. And whosoever falls down, who falleth not down and worships, shall the same hour be cast of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, will all the people that heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages, fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar king had set up. Okay, hold on a minute. Now this herald, this has to be the king's heralder that commanded, you know, all the people, the nations, and the language. Nebuchadnezzar was over many what? Nations. Everybody's got to bow down. Verse 7. And if you didn't bow down, you were supposed to be cast into this fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the kinds of and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar king had set up. Verse 8. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worships of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the prince of Babylon, over the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you be ready, that at which time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our Elohim, who we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, except the golden image which thou hast set up. Again, these are examples to us. When the laws of men try to supersede the laws of God, the laws of God are to prevail. Man does not have the authority to supersede the laws of God. So it doesn't matter if man makes something legal. If God said it's a sin and you follow him, it has to be a sin to you. It has to be illegal to you. If God says something is okay to do and man says it's not, the laws of God prevail, not the laws of men. You got to understand it. You got to be willing to put your trust in the Most High. Just ask these three men today. We careful to answer you in this matter, but we ain't bowing down to that statute, and we're not worshiping your God. You got to know that's what you have to do. You got to know that's the frame of mind you have to be in. Because we'll say, oh, other men are doing it. Times change. These men can say, times change. We're in the land of the Chaldeans. We do as the Chaldeans do. They didn't do that. And so we got to understand that we don't do that. We say we belong to the Most High Elohim, the Most High God. We follow his statutes, his laws, his commandments. We follow the laws of men as long as they don't try to supersede the laws of God. If they try to supersede the laws of the Most High, we go by the laws of the Most High. Verse 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage had changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, he had love for these three, but you're going to deny me? You're going to disobey me? He was furious with them. Therefore, he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace seven times more than it was wont to be heated. So I want this furnace hotter. I don't want them having a chance to be thrown in there and come out. If their God's going to save them, he's going to save, really have to save them from something. As he commanded, the most mighty men that were in his army bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hose and their hats and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now the men that are throwing them into the fire is so hot it burns them up. These three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, king, was astonished and rose up in a hurry and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They drew, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like to the son of Elohim. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High Elohim, come forth and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose body the fire had no power, nor was there any hair on their head singed, neither of their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them, like they never got touched. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the Elohim of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language who speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other god that can deliver after this sort or after this manner. So then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Now they were already heads over the provinces that they were, so what he promoted them to, we're not told. But he promotes them again. And it says anybody that talks anything against their God shall be cut into pieces. Now, we don't have that mentality today. We are of the mindset that anybody can say anything they want to about the God that we serve. But as I told you before, in reading other books, the Most High himself said, if anybody blasphemes his name, they were to be killed. You don't find Christians doing that. You don't find believers in him today doing that. But speak about Muhammad, about a man, Muhammad, in a negative way. A Muslim will want to kill you. Speak about Allah in a negative way. A Muslim will want to kill you. Now, here it is, Nebuchadnezzar. Hey, there ain't no God like their God. Anybody that speaks against their God and is found out, I'm going to cut you to pieces. And I'm going to turn your house into a dunghill. We don't have that mentality about the God of the Bible. But we're supposed to. We're not supposed to let people just say anything and everything that they want to say about our God. So how much do we really respect him? How much do we really love him? How much do we really fear him? Oh, no, that was for them back then. That's not for us. No, it's for us, too. We're not supposed to let people just say and do anything when it comes to the Most High. But we do. Daniel chapter 4. The book of Daniel chapter 4. Starting in verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar, king unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high Elohim has brought toward me. How great are his signs, how mighty are his wonders. It's an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Nebuchadnezzar was at rest in my house. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house and flourished in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came the magicians, the astrologers, and the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them. But they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. Now, before, when he had the first dream, they're telling him, tell us the dream and we'll give you the interpretation. And he said, no, you tell me the dream and the interpretation of, or else I'm going to kill you all. This time he's having a dream and he says, he tells them the dream. They still can't give him the interpretation of it. But at last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belshazzar, according to the name of my God, in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And before him I told the dream, saying, O Belshazzar, master of the magicians, because now when we say magician, in the New Testament they call them magi, or the wise men. So when you have the wise men coming to the birth of Christ, of Messiah, this is where they're coming from. Okay, this is where they're coming from. And it is commonly believed, and I believe it as well, that Daniel taught them about the prophecy, because Daniel was an astrologer. He was given wisdom in all these things. We're told not to practice these things. But the Most High gave this to Daniel and to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Because I know that the spirit of the holy God is in thee, and no secret troubles thee. Tell me the vision of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of my mind in my head. I saw and behold a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the ends of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and it was meat for all. All the beasts of the field had shadows under it, and the fowls of heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. And I saw in the vision of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher, a holy one, came down from heaven, and he cried aloud and said, thus, hew or cut down the tree, and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves, and scatter his fruit, lest the beast get away from under it, and defile his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with the brand of iron and brass, and in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man, and let the beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. Now, Daniel's going to give the interpretation of this, and we're just going to read it. Okay, but we know that the dream is pertaining to Nebuchadnezzar himself. Because remember, it said that all dominion over all men, the fowls of the air, the beasts of the field, and all men were given unto Nebuchadnezzar. So here's this great tree. Now, instead of being a statue with a golden head, now he's being represented as a great tree. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the Holy One, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomever he will, and sets up over it the beasts of men. Now, again, that's why I say, when we look at this last kingdom of iron and clay, and it said that men would have rulership over it. It said the Most High set up these kingdoms. So there's going to come a false government, a false rulership that's going to pretend that it is spiritual and also have a civil authority over it, that iron and clay, that mixture. It's going to come in these last days. We just need to find out who that is. The dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof. For as much as all wise men of the kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but you are able, for the spirit of the holy God is in you. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astounded for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, my lord, the dream be to them that hate the interpretation thereof to thine enemy. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose sight reached to the heavens, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under the beasts of the field dwelt, and whose branches the fowls of heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king. Thou art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reaches unto heaven, and thy dominion is to the ends of the earth. Whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven and saying, hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with dew of heaven, and let the portions be with the beast of the field, so seven times have passed over him. This is the interpretation, O king. This is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king, that they shall drive thee from men. Thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven. Seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomever he will. So this is to not some pride off of Nebuchadnezzar. You need to know that the kingdom that you have is given to you by the Most High Elohim. So I'm going to make you like the brute beast of the field for 7 years. Whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree root, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee. Not going to kill the root. After that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. So this is one of the things that the Most High, this is the very reason that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. Not because they wanted to sleep with the angels. That was part of it. They didn't want to sleep with the angels until they got there. Yeah, they were practicing aberrant sex. But the real reason that the Most High destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah is because they didn't take care of the poor. They didn't feed the hungry. They didn't take care of the fatherless and the widow. But they had the means to. But they didn't do it. That's why he destroyed them. Okay? So he says, break off thy sins by righteousness. Start doing right. And thy iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. It may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. And at the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty, me, my. I. Now, Daniel has already told him that you get your power and authority from the Most High. But King Nebuchadnezzar is still want to be prideful and in his own pride. Things that he's done. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. 7 times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomever he will. Daniel had already told him this. But his pride would not let him hear it. So he starts to brag. This kingdom is mighty because of me. It's glorious because of me. Look what I've done. But this kingdom was set up by the Most High. Power was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. And he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet as the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. So he's made to even look like a beast, made to look like he's covered in what? Feathers. And he's eating the grass of the field like an ox. But his fingernails and everything look like claws. So he's made to look really grotesque. Now, if you saw that, you would either try to kill him or you'd be trying to get away. I don't think the Most High would have let you kill him, so you might have been trying to kill something that was going to kill you. Your best bet was to run when you saw him. So this was a decree placed on him by the Most High. Verse 34. And at the end of the day, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. For 7 years, he had the thoughts of an animal. Then he eat, sleep, and there was nothing like him to procreate with. That's what he did. He ate and slept, defecated. And at the end of that time, his understanding returned unto him. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that lives forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. Now, Nebuchadnezzar had already said this before, but he wasn't talking about the Most High, even though he was given a platitude that belonged only to the Most High. And all of the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what dost thou? See, people, what we should be getting out of this and understanding is, we have no right to question anything that God does. Nothing. That's why it says that he is sovereign. Nobody can stop him from doing whatever he wants to do. Nobody can answer him and say, what is it that you're doing? Why are you doing that? Why do you let this happen? Because a lot of people are mad at God because they feel like he allowed something to happen to them in their childhood, or he didn't protect them from a certain thing. And they want to question. But Nebuchadnezzar had to come to the realization of who the Most High Elohim really is. He does whatever he wants to do. And you and I ain't big enough, ain't smart enough, ain't wise enough to question him. That's why we should fear him. Because I do what I want to do. And if I don't want to treat you right, as far as right goes, I can do that. Thank Elohim that he doesn't, because he's a righteous Elohim. But if he wanted to, who's going to stop him? Pharaoh in Egypt? Pharaoh wanted to let Israel go. He tried a few times to let Israel go. But the Most High said, uh-uh. I have already determined I'm going to judge Egypt. So every time Pharaoh wanted to let the people go, the Most High hardened his heart, where he would come up with something and not let the people go. And that's why we're told in Romans chapter 3, I believe it is, I will harden whom I will harden. If I want to harden your heart and make you do wickedness so that I will judge you, I will do it. And I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. Some people might look at you and say, oh, you don't deserve mercy. And the Most High says, I got this. I've looked at their heart. And if I choose that I want to have mercy on them, I will have mercy. But see, we don't ever look at that part about him hardening you and making you do something that you think you're in control of, but you're not. He's in control. So if he determines that you're wicked, or maybe he might have even created you to be a vessel of dishonor. To be a vessel of dishonor. You thought you were a toothbrush. Most I said, nope, you're a toilet brush. Clean out the toilet with you and throw you away. A vessel of dishonor. We don't want to give him that kind of authority and that kind of credit. We don't want to realize that he's in charge and whatever he wants, that's what happens. This is what Nebuchadnezzar had to learn. Let's read that verse again. Verse 35. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. We ain't nothing. And he does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. He does whatever he wants. And none can stay his hand. Nobody can stop him or say unto him, what are you doing? He don't answer to nobody. If you don't fear him like that, then you don't have the right level of fear of him. If you think you can bargain with or argue with him, you have no clue in who you're dealing with. That's just a fact. That's why when he says fear him, he's saying it for a reason. Fear him because he ain't going to do what he say he's going to do. I'm going to do exactly what I say I'm going to do, and ain't nobody stop me from doing it. Verse 36. At the same time, my reason returned unto me. And for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and my brightness returned unto me. And my counselors and my lords sought unto me. And I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. So everything that he had lost was given back to him. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of Heaven. I didn't honor the King of Heaven before. Now I do. He turned me into that brute beast. Showed me that I wasn't nothing. And everything I got is because of him. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of Heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abate. The Most High hates a prideful person, said, those that walk in pride, the Most High is able to bring them down. And he does. Bring them down to the lowest of the low. You thought you were something? Take a look at you now. He's in charge. And each and every one of us better recognize that, believe that, and walk in that. When you pray to him, you better be praying to bring yourself in line with his will and not try to bring him in line with yours. Better be praying that he reveals something that is going to bring him glory and not you glory. Daniel said, I didn't pray this for this interpretation of this dream so that I'd appear to be wiser than anybody else. I prayed it for their life's sake, and that you would be told what you needed to be told. Not that I should look like anything else. I should look bigger than anyone else. That's why I wanted to read all of this book. Because see, we're in the land of our captivity. And we keep trying to use excuses as to, you know, why are they treating us this way, and why they're doing to us what they're doing. The truth of the matter is they're treating us the way that they're treating us, and they're doing to us what they're doing to us, because we will not return to the Most High and do what it is that he has asked us to do, that he told us is required. But we want a different outcome. We're looking for a solution and an answer to a problem where we are the problem. And he's given us the solution, but we don't want to believe that it's true. We don't want to walk in faith and just say, just let me do what the God of the Bible says. Just let me just do that. We got to add to, take away from, reinterpret, guess, recipher. When he's had it written for us and told us, just do what I tell you to do. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. and I'll raise you up, no matter if you are in the land of your captivity. I'll still raise you up to positions of power and wealth and authority. So if we don't find ourselves in those positions, the truth of the matter is, then we know for truth that we're not doing what he said to do. Not as a people. Daniel chapter 5. Belshazzar, and this is not Daniel, Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the gold and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar, so this is Nebuchadnezzar's son, had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that king and his princes and his wives and his concubines might drink therein. So he's going to take the golden cups and those things that were taken out of the temple in Jerusalem, and he's going to drink wine in them. He's going to defile them. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of Elohim, which was at Jerusalem. And the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver and of brass, of iron and of wood and of stone. In the same hour came forth the fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Now imagine that. You are in your palace. You getting drunk. And you drinking out of the most high of the glasses, his vessels, and you see this hand come out of nowhere. And all you can. And it starts writing on the wall. In the same hour came forth the fingers of a man's hand, verse 5, and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed. His attitude was changed. And his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loose, and his knees smote against one another. He got scared. His knees are knocking. They're trembling. I'd have messed up. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. And all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then the king Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house, and the queen spake and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom, and who is the spirit of the holy God. And in the days of thy father's light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king I say thy father, made master of the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of his heart and dissolving of doubts, were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show you the interpretation. Then was Daniel brought before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, Art thou that Daniel which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the father brought out of Jewry? I have even heard of thee, that the spirit of Elohim is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, and they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee, that thou canst make interpretation, that thou can make interpretation and dissolve doubt. Now if thou can read this writing and make it known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about thy neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, let thy gift be to thyself. Keep your gift and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king and make known him to him the interpretation. O thou king, the Most High gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty he gave him, all people, nations, and language trembled in fear before him, whom he would slew, and whom he would be kept alive. Let me read that again and read it the right way. Whom he would, he slew, and whom he would, he kept alive, and whom he would, he set up, and whom he would, he put down. But when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, that they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was like the wild ass. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven. Till he knew that the Most High Elohim ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointed over it whomever he will. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all thyself against the Lord Yah of heaven. And they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords and thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver and of gold and brass and iron and wood and stone, which see not nor hear nor know, and the Elohim in whose hand thy breath is, and whose all and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. You glorified everybody and everything but the Most High. Then was the part of his hand sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God has numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balance and are found wanting. Perez, the kingdom is divided, given to the Medes and to the Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night was Belshazzar, king of the Chaldeans, slain. And Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Now, this king accepted what Daniel said. And fulfilled his promise, made him the third ruler in the kingdom. But Daniel said, hey, you can keep those things. Somebody else come in and take over. And he told who it was, the Midians and the Persians. Now, we know through history that the Babylonian Empire fell to the Medes and the Persians. That's in the Bible. That's also recorded in history. And this kingdom is the kingdom of silver. The arms and the shoulders of silver. I think the chest as well. Okay. Where are we at? 651. Let's stop here for this evening. And let us pray to the Most High. Let's bow our head. Father Yah, we come before you, Father, and we bow down in submission to you, O Yah Elohim. You are the Most High Elohim, and there is none that is your equal. you give to men and you take away from them. You bless and you curse. It is your word that accomplishes all things in the heavens and in the earth. You have taught us by the prophet Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Doesn't matter if we are in the land of our captivity or whether we were in our own land. It is your statutes, your laws, your commandments, your ordinances, your judgments to live by. And if another king or another government comes up with a law that supersedes yours, we are to obey your law. Father, fill every person in this room tonight. Fill them with the awe of you, with the glory of you, with the fear of you. That they would turn and walk in your way, even if they don't understand. Let them understand that you are God and you are God alone. And you do not answer to anyone or anything. And then when we are contrary to you, then we really are on the wrong side. If any of us be contrary to you, Father, give them a repentant heart. Let them fall down on their face and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't know. I'm sorry. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray. Amen and amen. On tomorrow morning, we will continue in the times of the Gentiles. We'll continue in Daniel chapter 6. And we're moving toward the other dreams that the Most High gave Daniel. And he's given him more details. And we want to make ourselves familiar with these things and have an open mind and an open heart, because in the last days we need to understand that kingdom of iron and clay. We need to be looking for the prophecies that are within Revelation that pertain to the same thing. So may the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. Until we meet again, remember, I love you. I really do. But I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. I don't have a heaven or a hell to put you into. Fear Yah and keep his commandments. Thanks. Happy Sabbath and Shalom.
Without you, there's no me. government. You're always there to teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I want to do is jump. Lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptize, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you. Cause without you, there's no me. I need a hand. Cause I'm just a man. You always said teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do? I don't have you. It's all about you. Cause without you, there's no me. I need a hand. Cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. Pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever.
Brother Miles, Sister Lorraine, and the rest of the family.
Hello. Sister Lorraine, Brother Gary, and Sister Denise already called out, and the other people who were listening. Peace and blessings. Have a happy day.
Peace as well.